Welcome back, everyone. Today, we're diving into a topic that you might not expect: early attempts to restrict the slave trade in America.
Yeah, you know, we often think of the fight against slavery as like a 19th century thing.
Right.
But our deep dive today, it's based on an academic text all about the suppression of the slave trade. And
yeah.
It actually reveals a much earlier story. It's way more complex than what we think.
Way more complex. And what's interesting is these attempts, even going all the way back to like the 16 and 1700s,
yeah,
they weren't always completely driven by pure moral opposition to slavery.
Absolutely. It's fascinating, right? Like these attempts, they were really driven by like this whole web of motivations.
All right.
We're talking economic concerns and even fear of slave revolts.
Yeah.
These things led some colonists and some early Americans to really start questioning the slave trade.
That's right. And so think about this.
Okay.
In the late 1600s and early 1700s,
okay,
roughly 25,000 enslaved Africans were brought to America annually.
25,000?
25,000.
Wow. And that number actually jumped to about 30,000
oh, wow,
per year after the Royal African Company lost its monopoly on the trade.
And that's a staggering number to think about.
Yeah.
And the dissolution of the Royal African Company, you know, while that sounds like it could have been a positive thing, you know,
right,
it's really a prime example of how economics could really intensify the slave trade.
Yeah.
So the company, they were struggling financially.
Yeah.
And opening up that trade to more merchants, you know, it was seen as a solution to that problem.
Right.
But it didn't lessen the brutality of the slave trade whatsoever.
Not at all. I mean, the shift, ultimately, it was all about profit.
Yeah.
And it led to a huge increase in the number of enslaved Africans who were transported to America.
Right.
It just shows how economic factors a lot of times would trump moral concerns.
So we see right away that money played this huge role in shaping attitudes toward the slave trade.
Yeah.
But our source also reveals a lot of variation in how individual colonies,
right,
approached trying to restrict the slave trade. Each colony had its own
thing,
its own unique circumstances, you know, and concerns.
Yeah, absolutely. Take Georgia, for instance. They initially banned slavery.
Rule.
Altogether. Yeah.
Wow.
It was driven by this fear of slave revolts and also a desire to attract white settlers.
Interesting.
You know, their vision for the colony relied on a very different kind of labor force.
I see. So then South Carolina, on the other hand, they had a way more like...
Oh, yeah. It was so much more conflicted.
Conflicted relationship, yeah, with the slave trade.
Absolutely.
So they went back and forth on the issue.
Right.
At times trying to limit it.
Yes.
Because they were afraid of a large population.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly. But, you know, their economy was heavily reliant on slave labor, which made it really difficult to, like,
yeah,
to put any, like, lasting restrictions in place. It was this constant back and forth.
Push and pull.
Yeah, like, between economic dependence on slavery.
Yeah.
And this anxiety about the potential dangers.
And then you have Pennsylvania, which really stands out for having like this much stronger,
yes,
moral opposition to slavery.
Way stronger.
Largely because of the Quakers.
The Quakers. Yeah. And the 1688 Germantown Quaker petition.
Yeah.
It's such a powerful example.
It is.
Yeah.
It's one of the earliest recorded protests against slavery in America.
And it's incredible because the petition, it doesn't just denounce slavery just on moral grounds,
yeah,
but it actually calls for its abolition based on,
wow,
the principles of equality and human dignity.
So progressive for the time.
Incredibly progressive.
So as we can see, these early colonial restrictions,
yeah,
on the slave trade, it was such a mixed bag.
Total mixed bag.
You know, you've got economics, fear of rebellion,
uh-huh,
and even genuine moral opposition, all playing a role.
All playing a part. It's really crucial to understand all these different motives.
Right.
Because it helps us understand what happens next.
Yeah.
Which is an even more complex period, the American Revolution and its aftermath.
Right.
That's where things get really interesting.
It's interesting to think that, you know, with the American Revolution, with its emphasis on liberty and equality,
yeah,
you would think that would have led to,
you'd think,
immediate abolition of slavery.
Yeah, you would think it would have been like a turning point.
Right.
But as our source makes clear, the reality was far more complicated.
Yeah.
So while the revolution did disrupt the slave trade, it quickly resumed afterward.
It's almost unbelievable to think that a nation,
I know,
founded on these ideals of freedom,
right,
could simultaneously perpetuate such a system.
It really speaks to the power of ingrained economic systems and how deeply entrenched slavery was in certain regions.
Yeah.
You know, the Continental Congress, they did issue a resolution during the war,
okay,
against importing enslaved people.
But was that really?
Yeah. Was it really?
Motivated by a commitment to actually abolishing slavery?
Well, it's debatable. While some delegates, they definitely had these genuine moral objections to slavery.
Right.
The resolution, it was primarily a strategic move.
Okay.
It was aimed at weakening British trade and gaining support from those European nations who opposed slavery.
I see.
So, you know.
So even during the revolution, we see these moral, economic, and political considerations.
All intertwined,
So intertwined. And it seems like that entanglement only became more pronounced during the Constitutional Convention.
Absolutely.
Our source details these incredibly heated debates.
Oh, yeah.
That unfolded as the founders grappled with the issue of slavery.
The delegates were so divided, you know?
Yeah.
Some passionately argued against slavery just on moral grounds.
Right.
While others saw it as an economic necessity.
Yeah.
Or even a political bargaining chip.
Wow.
The stakes were incredibly high, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
With the formation of the nation hanging in the balance.
Didn't the South threaten to secede if slavery was abolished?
The Southern states were adamant that, you know, that the continuation of slavery was non-negotiable.
Right.
They saw it as essential to their economy and their way of life.
Right.
And this ultimately led to a compromise, allowing the slave trade to continue for another 20 years.
That's a long time to delay addressing such a fundamental issue of human rights.
It is a long time. But, you know, some genuinely believed that slavery was already on its way out.
Okay.
They thought a 20-year window wouldn't really matter in the long run.
Were there no voices warning about the potential for slavery to, like, expand?
There were dissenting voices, but they were largely drowned out.
I see.
And remember the future of cotton and its impact on the institution of slavery?
Right.
It wasn't fully understood at that point.
It's a reminder that, you know, historical context is everything. And speaking of context, the Haitian Revolution, which is happening around this same time, throws another wrench into this whole thing.
Absolutely. The Haitian Revolution, with its successful slave revolt, it had a seismic impact on American attitudes toward slavery.
Can you imagine the fear it must have instilled in those Southern slaveholders?
Oh, absolutely.
Seeing a neighboring nation overthrow its oppressors.
Yeah, it must have had a significant impact on the debate surrounding slavery.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
Yeah, it did. You know, fearful of similar uprisings, several states, particularly in the South, they took action.
Okay.
So between 1787 and 1806, they enacted laws either prohibiting or severely restricting the slave trade.
Wow.
But, you know, this wasn't driven by a sudden surge of moral conscience.
Right.
It was driven by a very real fear of violent rebellion.
Wow. So even though the Constitution allowed the slave trade to continue, individual states were taking steps to curtail it.
Exactly. So what was happening at the national level during this time?
Yeah. What was going on?
Well, the debate raged on in Congress.
Okay.
You know, some lawmakers, they proposed taxing imported slaves.
Okay.
As a way to discourage the trade.
Right.
While abolitionist societies like the Quakers.
Yeah.
Continued to petition for stronger action.
Right.
So it was this period of intense back and forth.
Yeah.
Momentum would build and then it would be met with resistance.
So it sounds like even with the Haitian Revolution kind of shaking things up.
Yeah.
The nation was still very divided.
Yeah, very much so. And then just when it seemed like progress was being made, South Carolina made this shocking move.
What did they do?
In 1803, they repealed their state ban on the slave trade.
Why would they do that?
Well, economics, pure and simple.
Okay.
And the demand for slave labor was exploding.
Yeah.
Particularly with the rise of cotton.
Right.
And South Carolina saw an opportunity for immense profit.
Wow.
And, you know, this decision was met with outrage from many.
I bet.
But it really underscored how powerful economic self-interest was.
Yeah.
And how it held over moral concerns.
It's incredible how, even in the face of moral arguments and the threat of rebellion, economic considerations continued to just drive the perpetuation of the slave trade.
It's a fascinating and troubling period.
Yeah. How did the story eventually progress from this point?
Well, the road to abolition was long and arduous, filled with countless more twists and turns.
So it seemed like the path towards abolishing the slave trade was far from straightforward.
Definitely not a straight line, that's for sure.
It seems like every step forward
was
met with resistance and these setbacks.
Yeah, and what's so striking is this constant tension between moral impulses and economic realities.
Right.
You see individuals and even entire states grappling with the inherent evils of slavery, yet often prioritizing profit or self-preservation.
It's disheartening to see how deeply entrenched the system of slavery was, even in the face of such compelling arguments against it.
Yeah. But amidst all this turmoil, there were glimmers of hope.
Okay.
Remember that Quaker petition we talked about earlier?
Yes, I do.
That is just a testament to the unwavering conviction of those who recognized the fundamental injustice of slavery and fought tirelessly for its abolition.
It's powerful.
It is.
Their efforts, along with the countless others who spoke out against slavery, ultimately laid the groundwork for the eventual triumph of the abolitionist movement.
Exactly. And while our source really focuses on these early attempts to restrict the slave trade, it's important to remember that this is just one chapter in a much larger story.
Right.
The fight for abolition continued for decades, with passionate advocates challenging the status quo and pushing for a more just and equitable society.
So what do we learn from these early attempts to grapple with the slave trade?
That's a great question.
Why should we care about this complex and often overlooked chapter of American history?
Well, it reminds us that, you know, progress is rarely linear.
Right.
There will always be setbacks, compromises, competing interests.
Yeah.
But it also underscores the power of persistence.
Okay.
You know, standing up for what's right.
Yeah.
Even when faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles.
It's a powerful reminder that change is possible.
Absolutely.
Even when it seems so impossibly distant.
It is. And, you know, it's also a call to action for us today. We have to continue to confront injustice in all its forms.
Right.
Recognizing that the struggle for equality is ongoing.
Yeah.
You know, by studying the past, we can learn from both the triumphs and the failures.
Right.
And gain these valuable insights to guide us in our own time.
That's a great point. Well, thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Of course.
Into the complicated history of early attempts to restrict the slave trade.
Absolutely.
It's been a journey of discovery.
It has.
Revealing both the darkness and the glimmers of hope that shaped this pivotal chapter in American history.
Yeah, and hopefully it'll make everyone think a little bit more deeply.
Absolutely.
About this period and its legacies.
Well, we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.